A newcomer to politics, but not a stranger to the game, Rampton says the legacy left by his father, former Utah Governor Cal Rampton, was daunting. Rampton says he's not the man his father was, so he set out on a different path.
But as I've watched the state drift so far from the vision that he had for it when he was in office and what he built, and turned so much away from the progressive attitudes that governed this state for so long, I felt like it was time to do something.
Rampton received degrees from Brigham Young University and the University of Utah and began practicing law in the early 80s. He's married to Janice Welling, a Republican, and they have seven children. Gubernatorial candidate Peter Cook says he and his new running mate will win this election using broad-based appeal, not big donations, like incumbent Governor Gary Herbert's well-funded campaign is using.
That is the piece of the toughness of any campaign when you start to go against an incumbent. But isn't that what America's about? Without a two-party system, how do you have a democracy? And I think Vince just explained how important it is to have open discussion.
Rampton says he wouldn't go as far to say big donors are buying Governor Herbert.
But the governor is badly beholden to a very small, very vocal minority. And that hamstrings the best administrator. So really what we've got going in now before we formulate a rock-solid plank-by-plank platform is just the promise to be tough and independent.
He adds expanding voter participation is also key for his ticket's success. This weekend, Cook will officially receive the party's nomination during the state convention. He will face either Herbert or one of the five Republicans challenging Herbert. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.